In the face-to-face class, we spend some time going over the second income tax exercise. And I pass these out as handouts. So some of you might not be able to make it to the hybrid session where we do this for fall of 2024. So let's go through it, huh? Let's take a look at the second income tax exercise. And this is, hint, 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 very much like the first income tax exercise, which, hint, 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 is very much like the assignment. Okay, so let's take a look at the instructions for the second tax exercise. Roy L. Payne married Sasha Diaz, and they now refer to themselves as Roy L. Payne Diaz and Sasha Payne Diaz. They have one child, Jaime Payne Diaz. So they're eligible for the refundable $2,000 child tax credit on line 19. Their taxes are due. Below are the numbers you will need to complete their tax returns. Follow the first tax exercise and fill in their form 1040 and the Schedule 1. The itemized deductions from Schedule A on line 12 and the taxes on line 16 and 18 from the tax tables are already computed for you, but we'll take a look at them. Schedule A is done for you. Please review it to ensure that you understand how the deductions were itemized and make sure you received the correct results. And maybe you got to be careful because I might have made the wrong results too. You never know. It's a tricky thing, these taxes. So note, pay close attention to the asterisks. Those are the lines where you're going to enter numbers. Again, study the tax exercise number one. So let's go through it. The wages and salaries for the couple are $81,800, taxable interest of $200. They have an IRA deduction of $1,500 and a student loan interest deduction of $500. Notice they go on Schedule 1. And then the itemized deductions from Schedule A are done for you. We have an example to show you. And that's $32,000. So the tax, we computed it to be 5323. We'll check again, make sure I got it right. They get the child tax credit of $2,000 and the income tax withheld was $3,600. So let's go over to the Form 1040 for the second tax exercise. And what you'll see is much of the data for the for them is filled in. Their names, their social security numbers, married filing jointly, the child's name and social security number. But what isn't filled in are all the numbers. So here's the W-2, notice star, star, star. So what would we put there? Oh, by the way, there's also an answer key. Don't go to the answer key right away, okay? Try to do it without the answer key. It's a good idea to print this out. Right, 81,800. That's what would go on this line right here. And then there's no other income that we have to report. So we would re-enter 81,800 here. Now, if you don't do that, the IRS is not going to send you a threatening letter or anything, but they want you to put that number again. Now, we also saw that they had taxable interest of $200. So that would go here on this line, tax-exempt interest? No. Taxable interest, line 2B. And then there's some other things that we have to worry about, IRA distributions when we're retired, Social Security benefits when we're retired. But no, 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 no. These are all empty. So we add up line 1Z, 2B, 3B, all the way down to 8, and put that on line 9. So can you do that in your head? 81,800 plus 200 would be 82,000. Right, and that's what you would see on the answer key. Now, what are the adjustments to income? Well, those are the IRA deductions and the student loan interest deduction, and they go on, it says Schedule 1, right? Where did it go? Right there. From Schedule 1, line 26. So let's go to Schedule 1, and you're going to do this. You can look at the answer key, because it's not really hard. We put the person's names and their Social Security number, the first person there. Page 1, there's no additional income. But page 2, there are adjustments to income in the form of an IRA deduction. And if you remember, that was $1,500. And then the other one was a student loan interest deduction of $500. So we would add those together and wind up with the adjustments of $2,000. And that goes from add lines 11 through 23 and 25, and that would go down here. I know, why did they do this? They have this subtotal of all these 24 things and they call it 25. Figure that one out. So we add the two together, 1500 and 500, and what would go right here? 2000. All right, so that's pretty straightforward. That's pretty easy. Now, what's next? We would take that $2,000, where'd it go? Right here. And that would be subtracted from the total income. So if you remember, it's 82,000 minus 2,000. So in under adjusted gross income would be $80,000. 82,000 of total income minus the adjustments, the student loan interest and the IRA deduction, gives us 82,000 minus 2,000 or 80,000. Now, notice that if they were married and taking the standard deduction, it would be 27,700. But they are itemizing their deductions to the tune of $32,000. You don't have to do this, but it's done for you. So if we go to Schedule A example, we'll see that they have some state income taxes, local real estate tax, a couple of cars, so they have the DMV tax. That's 10,000, which is, by the way, the maximum, thanks to the Republicans, the maximum state and local taxes they can deduct. And then there's their home mortgage interest, 20,250. And oops, that's supposed to be 21,400. This is a mistake. Let's do that. Let's fix that right now. Oh, no, it won't let me do this. It won't let me save it. So forget that. I'll fix that afterwards. See, you never go. I got problems myself. I make mistakes myself. So we add that 21,400 to the 10,000 plus $600 in charity they give to their church or Father Joe's village, and we wind up with 32,000. So I got to fix that. I'm glad I went through this because I make mistakes too. $32,000 of itemized deductions, but you don't have to do Schedule A for the tax assignment. The second tax exercise. And that's where it says, okay, 32,000 for itemized deductions. So we would take our adjusted gross income of 80,000 minus the 32,000. And there's the 32,000 again. They have you subtotal it. And so what would that be? You can figure it out. That's why they got calculators. 48,000, right? So 48,000 would be our taxable income. And by the way, it's all on the answer key. So let's make sure we've got it all right so far. Let's see if we got it right. 81,800 plus the $200 of taxable interest gives us 82,000 minus the adjustments to income. 80,000 minus the total itemized deductions of 32,000 gives us 48,000. So now what we do now, get out of here, is we go into the tax table. Again, don't try to print this out 17 pages or 27 pages or whatever it is. And we go down to 48,000. There's 48,000. And this is a married couple. So 48,000, not over 48,050. We get 5,323. You probably can't see this if you're looking at your phone. But 5,323. And notice I got it right. Yay, I got it right. 5,323 is the taxes. That's the taxes from the tax table. So where would that go? That would go right here under the tax on line 16. And then we don't have any additional taxes. So we redo it here. If you don't rewrite it there, the IRS isn't going to be real angry at you. But now we want to put in the $2,000 tax credit, which is described right here. Yeah, they get a $2,000 tax credit for Jaime Payne Diaz. And that goes right there. And then we add these lines together, 2,000 again, subtract the 5,323 minus the 2,000. And you can, I can do that in my head, 3,323. And we don't have any self-employment tax, so we put that again here. So let's check to make sure I did it right. Let's take a look at the answer key. Take a look at the answer key. 5,323, right? That's the tax that we got from the tax table. Subtract the $2,000 tax credit, and that's 3,323. So this is how much they actually owe. There's no self-employment tax and a few others on that other schedule too. So that's the tax that they owe. Well, they had $3,600 withheld. $3,600 withheld from their taxes. So that would go here on line 25A. And then they want us to reiterate that there, re-declare it there. And then we don't have any other tax credits that we have to worry about. So the bottom line is we paid $3,600. We owe $3,323. So what is our amount that we overpay? Oh, I got to finish these two. These two should be have asterisks in them too. So we're going to get back whatever that is. 3,600 minus 3,323, 267, does that remember? Let's see if I did it right on here. Yeah, oh, 277, right, 23, right. It's 3,323 subtracted from 3,600, 3,600 minus 3,323 gives us 277. So there's two things I got to fix on there. I'm glad I went through this for you. And that's the second tax exercise. And of course, Roy L. Payne Diaz is a customer service representative, and Sasha Payne Diaz is a complaint department manager, and they are work in the same company and torture their customers. Okay, so do this on your own. So hide the answer key. Don't look at the answer key. Hide the video. Don't look at the video again. Do it on your own two or three times so that you understand what's going on, and you will be able to do the vast majority of people's tax returns, believe it or not. Pretty cool. Okay. Thank you very much for being in our class. We are proud of you, dear students. I forgot to mention that the assignment is hint, 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 just like these two tax exercises. Yeah. Okay. Enough said. See ya.